Imitation meat is popping up all over. Burger King has added the Impossible Burger to its menu, as has White Castle and Red Robin. Impossible Foods and Beyond Burgers say that their products are sold now in almost 20,000 restaurants in the United States. And it's becoming a big industry. Impossible Foods raised $300 million from investors in May. And according to the Wall Street Journal, Beyond Burger is now valued at $6 billion. The journal also reports people are buying so many imitation meat burgers that restaurants have been experiencing shortages. So let's bring in the expert on the food here, Kathy Gunst, our resident chef. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Jeremy.
So I know that of all of the topics that we have had you delve into over the years, you were least excited about this one.
I won't lie. This is true. I'm quite suspicious. And I'll also come clean. I am not a vegetarian. I actually have never been a vegetarian, but I love many vegetarians. So I was really curious to dive into this. And if you were a vegetarian or even a hippie in the 1960s or 70s, 80s, even 90s, you suffered through a lot of tofu, seitan, veggie dogs. And it's a new day for people who are interested in meatless burgers. As you said, it's big business.
And why do you think that is? Why is it getting so popular right now? I feel like every couple of weeks I read an article about how another big company is really doubling down on Impossible Burgers, Beyond Burgers, all these things.
In a way, I'm the worst person to ask since I'm not a vegetarian and I'm not attracted to them. But I'll tell you philosophically, I think more and more people, rightly so, are interested in the environment and their carbon footprint, the way cattle is raised in the United States. People are also interested in their own health, eating less meat, having a more vegetable-forward kind of menu that they eat. And so they're attracted to this idea of having a burger that is made from, it's not even vegetables, to be perfectly honest, and we're going to get to that, but to have a burger that mimics a beef burger. And to me, this is a very bizarre concept.
By the way, when you say that you're not attracted to them, you mean the burgers themselves, not vegetarians in general. Just in case anybody was confused about that.
I find vegetarians very attractive.
Hot.
No, I mean these frozen, pre-made burgers. You open them up and they're all a very odd shade of pink and beige, and they don't have much smell. But I really, really tried to open my mind to it. So I'm curious for you to start with the Beyond Burger.
Okay.
I labeled it there. I believe it's the pinkish one. Now, this is
the
really
pinkish one.
The pinkish one. This is really fascinating because this is very specifically made to mimic a beef burger. Jeremy, before I even talk about it, what do you think of the taste?
I think that it tastes like it's been on a grill.
It has.
I can tell that it's mimicking. The texture is a little bit strange.
Mm-hmm.
It's
That's
not
polite.
It doesn't, when you bite into a juicy beef burger, there's a softness to it. This is a little more chewy and a little harder to get through.
This burger actually has a genetically engineered element in it that mimics the pink blood that oozes out of a cow burger.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, do you really want to eat something that mimics a beef burger? Isn't the whole point that you don't want meat, that you want vegetables and you want healthy eating? Do me a favor. Read the ingredients off the package of the Beyond Burger.
Water, pea protein isolate, expeller pressed canola oil, refined coconut oil, and then contains 2% less of the following: cellulose from bamboo, methyl cellulose, potato starch, maltodextrin, that's in there.
Yum.
Gum or arabic.
I mean, I think Michael Pollan said it best. He said, don't eat foods with ingredients that you can't pronounce. So if the point of all this is to become a healthier person and to have less impact on the environment, then the question becomes, do these products actually achieve that?
Okay, and we're going to get to the environmental aspect of that, but let me just ask you now while we're talking about this, are these healthier than meat burgers?
I'm glad that you asked me that because it's really interesting. In some cases, no. In terms of calories, they're almost exactly the same.
Oh, okay. Well, if that's the case, I would definitely just go.
Well, and let's say an Impossible Burger patty has 240 calories, 17 grams of fat, and 20 grams of protein.
Oh, wow.
The Beyond Burger, the calories are a little bit higher, but it's very equivalent. A beef burger that's 90% lean, 4-ounce burger, is 225 calories. So it's slightly less, 12 grams of fat, 5 grams of saturated fat. The profile of these alternative burgers does not present as something wildly healthy.
Okay,
for you.
Kathy, at the risk of sending you into a rage, should we try these other two burgers?
Sure, Jeremy. Let me take a deep breath.
What about this one? It's called Dr. Prager.
Dr. Prager's. Okay. This is 28 grams of pure plant protein. It's gluten-free.
I'm doing it without having a little piece of the bun, just so I get the...
Yeah, the pure experience. I think that's a good idea.
Oh, no, I don't like that one.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, this actually has some better ingredients, and you can pronounce most of them. But is it delicious? I threw all these on the grill. I decided, okay, try the last one.
That tastes like just like a piece of bread. I can't even taste the
The third one is from Morningstar Farms. It's called a Griller's Prime. Again,
that
very
one, yeah, I can tell like that one is trying to be a
And that
a
one
burger.
As well has wheat, water, soy protein, a bunch of stuff I
now,
can't
listen.
Say.
Okay. Because we know you're a solutions-oriented person,
you also have
a plate here of veggie burgers that are not these new fangled Impossible burgers. So I have made veggie burgers myself,
and we will also have a veggie burger on the website. They tend to take about 14 to 24 ingredients, and they take a lot of time, and they tend to fall apart. I thought, what if I just used real vegetables? So I took a block of extra firm tofu.
Oh, yeah.
I put a soup can on top of it overnight. So I was pressing all the moisture out of it. I cut a nice burger out of that block of tofu and I put it. I love the reaction.
By the way, that is not fake. I really did think that's pretty good.
Victory. That is a piece of tofu that has been drained and I brushed it. You can do a homemade barbecue sauce, your favorite bottled, and the barbecue sauce caramelizes on the tofu on a whole wheat bun with some pickles and lettuce. That's one solution.
Okay.
Number two are the portobello mushrooms. I marinated those overnight in some soy sauce, rice wine vinegar, little bit of olive oil, grilled them, and cut them into thick slices, again, on a burger roll, all your toppings.
You know what I will say about this portobello mushroom burger is that I've started to sometimes when making tacos, instead of using meat, like barbecuing portobello mushrooms and then putting them in, and they are a very good substitute as they are in this burger.
This seems to me much more the type of food that you could use the word healthy with. And the third one, I simply took an eggplant, small Japanese eggplant, put it in my oven to soften it so it didn't have to have any salt. And I brushed it with hoisin sauce out of a bottle, threw it on my grill. I really love that.
It's got a Japanese flavor
to it. Yeah, exactly. Well, that hoisin and, again, caramelizes on the grill. These are three very simple solutions to serving vegetarians, staying away from meat.
Okay. Well, those are very good solutions. We'll put them at hereandnow.org. Let's talk about the environmental part that we meant to cover. So, that is a big concern about beef burgers is that raising cattle does have a negative impact in many ways on the environment.
And that is a fact. There's a fascinating report that just came out from the Friends of the Earth. They took a look at these animal replacement products, aka fake meat. And they said these products actually contain, some of them, an animal tissue grown from animal cell cultures, which is disturbing. And then they genetically engineer algae in some of these things. So there's a lot going on in the lab with the sciences. These next generation animal replacements, according to this report, are manufactured in resource-intensive factories. They include many gums and flavors and additives and colors. So the question is this really better for the environment and for us? And the conclusion of that report is that if you read these labels and all the sustainability claims, it's not really real. Genetic engineering may not be safe for you. And you need to know that that is part of what these burgers are all about.
So just to be clear, you're not a fan of these new burgers.
I don't like the way they taste. I am not against the idea of trying to create a burger with vegetables. That's a wonderful idea. But this isn't real food. Why aren't they using real food? Why is it that people who don't want to eat meat want to eat something that mimics it?
And we will let those people write to us as they look at the recipes at hereandnow.org. Kathy, I know this was a tough one for you, but you did a great job with it as usual. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And this note, Impossible Foods, the maker of the Impossible Burger, has announced they're now working on a fishless fish. Stay tuned.